Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Taisha Harden, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. This morning's devotion comes from Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. And today we'll focus on Follow Me One Step at a Time. When my two youngest children were smaller, the baby girl was just learning how to walk. Her older brother would often say, follow me, and he would take off running. Well, because she was so small and didn't have the mechanics down of how to take a step, she would get up and just fall. Of course, he was excited, so he didn't know how to give her guidance on how to take the steps. He would just take off. And one day I remember her reaching up and grabbing his coattail and trying to take one step at a time. This encouraged him to give her direction, and she began to move, following each print that he made in the carpet. This morning, I'm reminded to think about what Martin Luther King said. You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take a step. When we think about God's guidance and how God wants to follow us to follow Him one step at a time, oftentimes we think about how we'll stumble on this life journey. We want to see the whole picture. We want to see where God is taking us. Unfortunately, that's just not how God works. I like to think of it as a GPS system in the car. Sometimes we put the address or the destination we want to go to into the GPS, and we get that map that comes up on our computer systems or our social devices. And on that map, it only shows us a portion of the roadway. It's no intention that we are to see the whole map. We are just to see a part of the map along the journey until we get to our destination. I like to think of God the same way. God is our GPS, God's positioning system. So what God does is shows us part of the plan along the way. And yes, we may stumble, but God is right there to pick us up when we fall. All we have to learn to do is trust God and walk by faith and not by sight. Let us pray. God, we thank you this morning for this time of prayer. We thank you that although sometimes we don't see the entire staircase, you teach us that by faith, if we just take the first step, you'll be with us along the way. So God, this morning we're asking that you teach us how to keep our focus on you as we're journeying through life. As we're making decisions, God, we ask that you give us discernment, that you allow us to trust you. And God, not only that you would guide our footsteps, but that you would teach us to cling to you as the author and finisher of our faith. That we would trust that you know all things and are working everything to the good for our benefit. God, we're asking that you would guide us along the way. That as we stumble and fall, that you would pick us up. That you know everything before we even think about it or it's conceived in our minds, and that you're working all things out, that we can trust that your positioning system will get us to our destination in the right time and along the right way. When we can't see where it is that you're leading us, give us peace to know that you are the guide. You are the one that is taking us to our destination, and we can trust that you will get us there safe and sound. So God, we're praying for everyone on this prayer call this morning that is looking for guidance and direction, that you would direct their path in such a way that they would know that they can trust anywhere that you're taking them, that we don't have to be concerned with getting to the final destination, but enjoy the points along the way that you are taking us, that we will know that all things will work. God, sometimes we may get discouraged because we stumble, but it's so assuring to know that you are there to help us along the way, that you will pick us up just like the little girl grabbing on the coattail and allow us to take one step at a time. So God, as we prepare for another week, as we prepare even for another month, that you would be with us, guiding us along the way, that we will know that although we can't see the entire staircase, we can take a step of faith and know that we will be okay. It's in Jesus' most precious name that we pray and count all things done. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us for Sunday worship at 10 a.m., either in person via Facebook or via the website www.rayofhope.org or on YouTube. Have a wonderful day.